Hello, and welcome to another interview from Jason's Connection. This is Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connection's Content Director, and I'm going to be interviewing Kimberly Keniston-Pond today. Kimberly Keniston-Pond is the owner of Kimberly's LLC. That business reflects her accomplishments as an artist, certified integrative reflexologist, certified clinical master aromatherapist, developer of an organic skincare line called Earth and Beauty, and a continued education provider for reflexology and aromatherapy. Though she works with all people, her passion is working with women and persons with disabilities. She holds 4 reflexology certifications, 3 reflexology diplomas, and 3 aromatherapy certifications, inclusive of her clinical master, aromatherapy. In addition, she holds a certification for supporting adults with ASDs. She has been a presenter for the Virginia Colleges Association's annual concurrent sessions in 2009 and 2010, as well as a presenter in 2010 for therapeutic recreation for her work using essential oils with people with disabilities. So my first question is, how did you get into your work in aromatherapy and reflexology?
Well, back in 1989, I lived in South Carolina, and I had a friend who was a certified reflexologist. And she coerced me into coming to learn it with her, and I finally did. And working with her enabled me hands-on training with a very well-trained reflexologist, and then I went on and pursued my education in reflexology after that. And when I first started, I just basically worked on hands and feet. And I have always loved aromatherapy, the essential oils, but I never knew what to do with them. I would inhale them and put them back down and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had moved to Florida in early 2000, and I pursued my art at that point. I put aside my reflexology and my interest in aromatherapy for a time, and I worked with artists with disabilities, and that's how I was introduced to the beautiful world. And what a beautiful population. So I was there until I married in 2007, and I ended up in Virginia. And I wanted to continue an art program with persons with disabilities, but the timing was just off for this area, so I decided to go back to my roots with reflexology and start learning about the essential oils, because working with this population, I also saw a need for they needed health support. They have several, you know, issues of health going on at one time sometimes. And I knew that with what I had learned before that I could help this population. So I was really working with autism spectrum a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was on the website looking for, I just said to myself, there's got to be more to reflexology just than hands and feet. And I came across facial reflexology, developed by Mona Sorensen for children with learning disabilities.
Oh, wow.
So I just jumped on that wagon, and I took class after class and got my diplomas, and I now can work with all sorts of disabilities, and I work on the cranial, I work on the face, the hands, the feet. And when I took my aromatherapy class, I decided to go clinical due to the fact that the population that I wanted to work with were going to be on meds, and they had their own physical limitations, and I knew I had to learn my oils really well to be of assistance to them without harming them.
Okay. I just want to make sure that our listeners actually understand what reflexology is. It might seem like a simple question, but just for anybody who doesn't know what it is, could you give a nutshell definition of what it is?
I like to refer to reflexology as the internal massage.
Ah.
For example, if I have COPD, my lungs need support, and I can go to a massage therapist and get a topical massage, but because my lungs are so protected, a massage therapist can't reach my lungs. A reflexologist working on the reflexes and the nerve points in the feet and the hands and the face can get those all going so that inside the body, actually, if I'm concentrating on the lung, that individual lungs actually start massaging itself because I'm stimulating those points on the body. And so it's getting an internal massage, an internal balancing that's very needed for that particular condition. But it's like the internal massage for the body, and also when I'm on the feet, I think of myself as the human roto-rooter because I'm uncrossing lines and vessels and getting the circulation flowing really good, getting the lymphatic system, waking it up, and asking it to come on and take these toxins out of the body. And it's a beautiful balancing, an internal balancing for people.
Okay. And so reflexology, is that, I mean, that's an ancient practice, isn't it? Or am I mistaken on that?
No, it is. It's very ancient. They even have hieroglyphics in the Egyptian pyramids of where they would be working on each other's feet, pictures of it. And sometimes we forget how important our feet are. You know, that's what grounds us to the earth. And walking barefoot on the earth is such a beautiful treatment in itself because you're pulling from the gravity of the earth. You're just grounding yourself to the earth. It's a great, great connection to the earth to help the body. But yes, it goes back thousands of years and has a history that is worthy of attention and merit.
Can you talk a little bit more about your work with people with disabilities and give some examples of how you've helped people with various disabilities through these techniques?
I have a client with MS, and she's in her early 40s. And when she tried reflexology, she came back the next week because she felt an immediate mobility, and it caught her by surprise that she thought, oh, I'll just go back. And after I learned the facial reflexology and we worked on the face and the feet, that's when she really came alive. And she, how she says it in her own words is she feels her brain connects with her feet after reflexology, and she no longer takes any pain medicine because reflexology has helped balance her pain out. She told her doctor that her drug of choice is reflexology.
Wow.
I also work with autism and Asperger's on that syndrome. And I have a young man. He's going to be 20 soon, but I met him when he was 13, 14. And we developed a spray with essential oils, and I let him choose the sprays, and that helped him. The reflexology with the essential oils helped him through his school so that before he would take a test, he would use his spray. And how he quit it is the spray, when he used his spray, it took everything out of his mind so he could concentrate. Because, you know, with so much going on in the brain, that's what was needed at that point. And I've worked with an older gentleman with autism. He's nonverbal. And he was very aggressive, but I would work with him once a month, and he lived far away, and I would just travel to do that. And I trained one of his workers that lived in that facility to work in between. And within a year and a half of working with him, this man now holds a full-time job, and so he doesn't have to live in the institution any longer. He can live in his own home. That's awesome. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
And then I had a client. It is amazing. I had a client with a facial paralysis come to me, and she didn't want her picture taken, but I said, let's just do this to see, you know, if this works, because I was working on basically on her face and cranial. And she had a paralysis from a childhood disease. so that when she smiled, her whole face kind of closed up. So she let me take the picture, and I did 12 treatments on her, and at the end of 12 treatments, she looked so different. Her eyes, she smiled in the picture. You saw this beautiful smile, her beautiful teeth. Her eyes were wide open. She just looked like a totally different person. And the third treatment in, she was feeling so much better internally, because it's not just the external thing that you're doing. But she was feeling so good that her boyfriend was getting mad because she wouldn't fight with him no more. But she said she didn't feel like it. She just felt so happy inside and everything. She didn't, you know, I don't need to fight with him. But I'm currently working with a client that has Lyme's disease, and that's a very painful, painful process in dealing with that. And I see her every 2 weeks, and basically what I'm trying to help with her body is to, she's under treatment, so help the body support that treatment, but also give some relief from the pain. So those are just some examples of who I'm working with right now.
So it almost sounds to me like untangling of, you know how when the Christmas lights get all knotted up, it almost sounds like what you work to untangle them all and get them all lighting up and functioning well again. That might be an overly simplistic example, but just in trying to understand what you're actually doing, that's what it seems like. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think I might have to use that. I really like that because you are doing that. There's so much going on. And with the reflexology, knowing what points to help the person, and especially when I work on the face and the cranial, I'm on top of the brain in reality. So I'm asking a lot for the brain to help the brain balance out so that the rest of the body can function. And it's just amazing. I have a client with Bell's palsy, and her eye, what left her was her eye tears after about 2 weeks. She needs reflexology every 2 weeks to maintain her eye from tearing and burning and drooping. And so we just work on that, and she's done amazing. But yes, it is. You're unconnecting, you're detangling. I like that. And you're making new connections, actually, especially with nerve damage. That nerve itself may not repair, but there's dormant vessels that lay around the nerve. And when you get them stimulated with reflexology, you make a whole new connection for that nerve so that that paralysis can be eliminated to the best of that body's ability, so that that eye can be lifted up, so that the burning sensation can stop. So, yeah, you are making new connections at times.
Wow. So I kind of have to say, in the similar vein, you know, women's health is a big topic, and I'm a little biased because I am a woman. So how can women specifically benefit from things like aromatherapy and reflexology?
I love working with women, and women and persons with disabilities are really where I like to concentrate. Women, our bodies are very complex, and we have a lot going on. You know, we're the ones that conceive a child, carry it, bear it, feed it. That's a lot going on in her body. And yet women get so neglected, and then they neglect themselves. So they need help on all levels, emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And so with reflexology, it can help physically, but it's going to help internally to bring a nice emotional balance. And within a nice emotional balance, then mentally you can calm down a little bit and then, you know, connect spiritually however you want. And the same holds true when you use essential oils in a really proper way, in a respectful way. Because they're not just therapeutic, they're also very energetic, and they have qualities that go beyond a therapeutic ability. So that's why in my book, you can, you know, with just a few oils, you can get all kinds of issues because they're going to be doing different things for what you want it for. But women have been neglected for a very long time in the health field, and a lot of issues that women have, they just keep being told it's in your head or it's your hormones or what other crazy thing they're told. And it really beats a woman down so that she doesn't pursue a whole lot anymore. And I encourage women to keep at it, keep pursuing. If you're not feeling good, there's something going on, and it's not that you're crazy or your hormones are messed up all the time. It could be something, you know, very definite that they haven't addressed.
Exactly. We need to be our own best self-advocates. This happens a lot.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your book, so let's talk a little bit about that. You have a book coming out this summer called Essential Oils for Health. What inspired you to write it, and what can readers take from it?
Well, I started writing a different book for women, and I'm still going to write that. But in the midst of that, I got an email from the publishing company asking if I would be interested in writing a book on essential oils for women. Initially, I kind of took that as, I don't know if it sounds so wild and cool, but is it real? So I called the next day, and actually they are a real publishing company, and they had found me on the internet and through the gist told me that they want a book on essential oils for women, and that's right up my alley. I'm like, wow. So they had certain oils that they wanted used in the book, and I know I'm familiar with those oils, but I just encouraged them, can we add a couple more? Because if you really want to help women, we've got to get some more oils that specifically will help a woman. So they agreed to that, and then they had me come up with 100 challenges that women face, and that was quite the undertaking, because I'm like, wow, okay. So how I divided my book was, again, I dealt with it physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I decided I'm going to do 4 categories. I'm going to use 12 oils that are affordable for women, and these 12 oils are going to address all these 100 things. And so every recipe in that book is a new recipe for me, and I took the time to, in each chapter, to give thought to who was I writing that for. There's some chapters on addiction, and I already know that a lot of people coming off of addiction are on a med, a strong med. So the recipes in the book for them, the dilution rate is very low because it needs to be, but I also, like, every time I had a recipe for a particular challenge, I gave it quite deep intent for who I'm writing it for and knowing what's what and how this works with people and dilution rates and things like that. So I'm very excited about it because it was just a privilege to be able to do that. So that's how that all came about, and I just jumped on it and said, okay, let's do it.
Well, I read the book, and by the end of the book, I went in skeptical. I'm one of those skeptical people in this life, and I went in skeptical, and by the end of the book, I was convinced. So I think you did a great job writing it. I think it's got and the organization of it is very user-friendly. So I think between you and the publisher, you guys did a great job with that. When is that going to be released again?
June 1st, and it can be pre-ordered right now and on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. So I did mention my own skepticism, so I have to ask, what do you say to people who are skeptical of essential oils or reflexology or any sort of alternative medicine?
Well, I always allow a person to have they're going to make their own decision for themselves, but I really encourage people to Number one, if you're going to try reflexology, go to a reflexologist that has credentials. They've gone to school, and maybe more than one, because I went to more than one. So I do an integrative reflexology, and I love that. So make sure you're going to somebody reputable that has the education behind them. And especially for aromatherapy also, I really encourage people, if they want to learn about the essential oils, then reach out to a certified aromatherapist. Reach out to somebody who's taken the time and put in the sweat and the hours and the money to get the education to properly help you choose an oil. And that's really important. And I don't choose oils for people. I might, if you come to me, I'll probably ask you, what are your three, you know, what three things do you want to work on for you? Because what I might pick may not necessarily be your interest or what you want for your health. From your list, I can put before you a variety of oils that they all will do and cross over and help you. But I want you to have the opportunity to inhale them and close your eyes and see how you feel, you know, what connects, what resonates. And we'll probably get down to four oils that, yeah, those are the ones that you love. And then we would make a blend in a carrier oil, and that blend would cross over and help you with all of your top three things you want to work on. And that way you're not, oh, I have oil for this, I have an oil for that. No, you can have one blend made. It's not complicated. Use a variety of ways, and you can address three big things that you want. It's a fascinating thing to see. So I just encourage people, don't put the stop sign up right away. Just look into it, but look into it with somebody that has taken the time and has the education behind them to help you be successful with it.
Right. So is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I hope they have a chance to buy my book. I love to hear from people, so I can be emailed or on my website. You can reach me through that. I love to answer questions and help people with their health issues. You had asked, and I didn't bring it up, one of the things you asked about reflexology for women, how it helps. One of the things that happens a lot when I do facial reflexology initially for a woman that's never had it is during the treatment, she'll cry. Her tears will come out. And usually that woman is, you know, like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, because what's happening, and I think this is why reflexology, especially with the face, is so important for a woman. The body's releasing what it doesn't need anymore. And if it comes through the tears, then you let it come. You have to allow the body to release what's hurting you so much. And that is just an amazing thing. Or I've had women get very angry during, you know, a treatment, and I don't take it personal. I just understand, you know, there's things we don't know about each other, and so that anger had to be released, so it gets released. But the world of reflexology and aromatherapy and art, I'll be working with a group of artists with disabilities the end of May, and I'm doing a class on the art of aromatherapy, and we're going to be working with hydrosalt, and we're going to make something that they can use, and then the rest of the day we're going to be painting their interpretation of what they learned, and so I'm excited about that.
That sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, and